all good with that. Dr. Black, could you describe for us, please, some of the issues that we have there? The infrastructure of our transportation system is has been a hot topic for the last several months, if not longer. And there are some areas where it is more evident than others. Can you give us a description of some of the issues that we're facing?
Sure. Thank you very much for having me today. Our bridge network has some serious issues with the condition. The good news is that we're making a little bit of progress each year. What we do is we look at some government data on deficient status and the status of all bridges across the country. And what it allows us to do is really dive into some of the issues with the condition in each state with the bridge network. And we find that every year we make a little bit of progress in the country overall. We take a couple of thousand bridges off what we call the structurally deficient list. However, overall, we still have 61,000 bridges across the country that are rated structurally deficient. And this really underscores some of the challenges that we're having at all levels of government with finding the revenues to invest in our transportation system to not only keep up conditions, to make needed repairs, but to really make the investments we need to grow the economy.
I see. And that creates a problem. Those 61,000 bridges, we have to talk about is situations that can be deadly, like the bridge collapse. Excuse me, the bridge collapse here a few years ago in Minnesota.
Unfortunately, sometimes these situations can be deadly. Now, the state DOT do a very good job of inspecting these bridges, and if there are immediate safety concerns, they'll either, in extreme cases, close a bridge, or they will do what's called posting for load. And I'm sure many of your listeners have seen signs when they're crossing bridges about restrictions for either weight or the number of cars that can be on a bridge. So they will make accommodations if there are some structural issues where they feel that they need to do that for the safety of the public. But you don't want to let a bridge get to that point. And again, these are 61,000 bridges where one of the key elements, usually it's either the superstructure, the deck, or the substructure, the part underneath the bridge, are rated in poor or worse condition.
Wow. That's got to be, and that is frightening because of the safety issues, among other things. So what
it is, and these are...
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, and these are bridges in just virtually every community across the United States. It really is an issue that hits home to your listeners and to people who take these bridges every day.
Now, what is the solution to this problem? I mean, we're talking about 61,000 bridges, and that equates to just more than lunch money. How do we resolve this?
The challenge is that we need to increase investment at all levels of government. So what a lot of folks don't realize is that about half of all highway and bridge investment actually comes through the federal aid program. So every time you or I or your listeners go and fill up our cars with gasoline, we are paying usually a state gasoline tax, but we're also paying an 18.3 federal gasoline tax. That money is collected in Washington, D.C., and it goes back out to the states to make some of the investments on the most traveled roads across the country. And we're in a situation right now, and we've been here before, where Congress needs to increase the revenues going into the Highway Trust Fund where that money is collected. And there is just a lack of political will in Washington, D.C., and by members of Congress to actually address this issue. So if we could deal with that federal aid highway program and increase revenues at that level, that would benefit every state and every transportation network across the country. And then the other part is state and local governments also looking at their revenues, and we've seen about a dozen states increase spending and funding for their own highway and bridge investment. So we're seeing some progress in that area as well, but it really is going to take a concerted effort by all levels of government.
Very good. Well, thank you very much, Dr. Allison Primo Black, economist for the American Road and Transportation Builders, and some very valuable insight. We appreciate the time you've taken with us this morning, Doctor.
Thank you very much, Craig. I really appreciate the opportunity.